Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're
well,
pushing
should we
off
give
a
us
cliff.
Advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Hello, and welcome to episode 512. I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, cuddly colleague of penicillin.
And I'm Claire Cares, putting the cares into my surname, certainly. And I'm mainly from a background of crystals, rainbows, and I've just done a course in unicorn magic.
Very suspicious. And joining us today, we have...
Hi, my name is Ricky.
Hello, Ricky. Big Hi. Wide welcome to Ricky.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wide and high.
Warm and bright.
And wide and... Oh, you said wide and high already.
You can say wide and... You can say it again if you want.
Wide and high.
How does that feel?
Okay.
Thank you.
And are you wide? You don't look very wide and you don't look very high.
Thank you. I've lost weight.
Oh, lovely. And how do you do that? Yes. Shaking the morning, shaking the evening?
Food poisoning.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Was that a planned technique?
No. Mm-hmm. I ate a scone.
Okay.
Let's keep it light if you don't mind.
I ate a scone.
Yeah.
And I had food poisoning.
Yeah. Let's keep it light.
Yeah.
Dr. Benjamin Jones gets a bit funny about body stuff, bottom stuff.
Okay.
But about bottom stuff? Well. How wide was you?
I was about four wide.
Four?
Yes.
Love that.
And now just two.
And how high?
Two by two. Still two.
So you were four by four?
I was four by four.
A little truck.
And now I'm two by four.
Two by two. You've shortened. Oh no, you have.
I've thinned. Yes. Yeah.
A little thinner.
He's a bit thinner on top, Dr. Benjamin Jones. He's thinned out on the top.
Have I? Thank you, Claire. Thank you for noticing. I've actually got a new brush, male grooming brush. My friend said it was a horse brush, but she didn't see the label. It did definitely say, male grooming brush conditions the hair.
Lovely.
Thank you.
And your hair's looking very conditioned as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
I met a horse at the weekend.
Okay.
Nothing really to tell there.
Where were you?
Can't say Cotswolds. Won't say, but it was Cotswolds. Met little horse. Anyway, now let's meet our guest, if you know what I mean. Because we've met our guest, but let's really meet our guest.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you mind if I pat you down?
Go for it.
Just to get a flavour.
Yes, please do.
Just a security check we like to do with... we've not done it before. Actually, this is the first time we're doing it, but I think it should be a regular thing.
I'm not sure it should be a regular thing.
Okay.
Okay, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Probably won't do that again, though.
Thanks for the opportunity. Well, I feel great.
Feel safer.
I feel, yeah. Do you want to pat me down?
Yes, all right.
Okay.
Okay, so now Ricky's going to pat Claire down. This is the second patting down that I've witnessed today.
What's that?
Well, she's found something.
What's that?
My leg.
What is it?
Sounds like a knife.
No.
Claire?
What?
Claire?
What?
Why have you brought a knife with you
to the
studio?
Because of the horse! Because of that bastard horse!
Can you take that out?
Oh, my. It's a machete.
Well, it's a butter knife. What's a butter knife in my family? Oh. Let's focus on our guest. So,
sorry.
Now, you absolutely stink. Who's talking about No one's talking about it.
No, I don't think your arsehole smelling is a laughing matter. Everywhere you go, you know, you sort of walking towards us today and we could see you from the window. Every time you walked past someone, you wouldn't have known. They actually turned around and commented on the smell. It's a strong stench.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of the strongest I've smelt, I have
Thank
to say.
Thank you. Yes. As I said, I did have food poisoning.
Should we play a game, cesspit or arsehole? Because
love that game. Yeah.
How'd you play the game?
Well, I could tell you.
Used to be available in Woolworths, of course, before that closed down. Unfortunately, you can't buy it now, but...
Relaunch. Time for relaunch. And it is worth reminding everyone, if you're listening at home, well done for listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, we don't sell any merchandise at the moment, but we may have plans too soon.
Okay. So keep your ears peeled.
I got a t-shirt making kit from amazon.co.uk.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just put anything on it.
What are you going to put on it?
A slogan or something.
The word slogan.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Yeah, slogan.
Now, I've got an interesting game. Can Claire remember the name of the game she mentioned a minute ago?
Yeah, cesspit or arsehole.
I'm surprised by that. How do we play it?
So, our guest, Ricky.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Now, we take a whiff.
Of?
You, or smell you from here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we say, is it just a normal functioning...
cesspit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is it, as we know, a medical working bottom?
Okay.
Because some people just haven't wiped properly. We did have that once.
And that was you, was it?
No, it wasn't me. No. It was a lovely young man called Daryl. Just, no trauma. Just no toilet paper.
Sort of same thing in a way.
Mm-hmm. So, should we have a sniff?
Well, I've done my bit. I'm saying cesspit.
You sniffed it already?
Yeah.
And what did it smell of?
Cesspit. A cesspit.
Okay.
Are we talking about me?
Yeah, it's in a deep. It's you said 2 foot high, right? 2 foot, 4 foot high.
I'm 4 foot higher.
Well,
I didn't specify feet.
News just in. Fix it with aspirin.
Let's get into the problem. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we can refund travel expenses up to £2.80, so do speak to
me. Well, I did it on my Oyster card, so I'm not sure how I'm going to get that refunded.
Okay, yes. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, good luck. Yeah, so we can give you two biscuits to the tune of that.
No, I'm not giving any more fucking biscuits away.
Okay, look, let's ignore the travel. We're all learning from this and you're growing.
Well, I really would quite like to be refunded.
Right. We can talk about that
if
not
I could,
happening
I
later.
I could sort of print off, I could log into my TFL account.
What How about half a bottle of mayonnaise?
That'll do it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're even. Now, what do you think your problem is?
I would describe my problem thusly. Mm-hmm. I am 27 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nearing 30.
Yeah. Okay.
And
TikTok.
what I've realised in the last sort of 3 to 6 months is that I am too, I mean, you know, the word could be beautiful, hot, attractive.
Mm. I know those adjectives very well.
To find love.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What?
I'm too beautiful to find love.
Yeah.
Mm. Is my problem.
Okay.
And it's the only explanation.
For you being so goddamn lonely.
Yeah.
And the loneliness is creating the smell.
Well, I haven't really noticed this smell up until now.
Okay.
You know, I've only ever received, you know, bounteous compliments on my stench, but you guys seem to think otherwise.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is definitely a smell. I think it's important that you acknowledge that first of all, because otherwise we can't really move on.
Right.
But hopefully at some point today you will acknowledge that there is a smell.
Well, fingers crossed, yeah.
Now, when you say you're too beautiful to find love...
Yes.
Do you mean physically?
Yes.
Okay, that's... Okay.
Yes, I mean physically.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And is it a case of people being too intimidated to talk to?
Well, they'll talk to me, you know, they'll entertain the idea for a little while, but I'll sort of see the light go out in their eyes, you know, sort of 20 minutes into a date, when I can see them...
Is it because they see more of your beauty? They maybe get a bit of your back, for example.
Well, no, you know, I'm always sort of backless on a date.
And you're moving
anyway,
around.
And I'm moving around. I'm constantly moving. When I go on a date, I'm constantly moving.
Right. Up, down, all around.
Up, down, all around. Mm. Left to right.
Zigzag.
Left to left.
Oh, Hannah's... Yeah.
Have you ever had a date on a vehicle?
I've had a date on a bus.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted 45 minutes.
Okay.
It was the N44.
Yes.
From Trafalgar Square.
You were just going home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you talked to a man on the bus and you, oh, woman, it was a date. Going home.
I confirmed at the end it was a date.
And did it help that the bus was doing most of the moving?
The bus was doing most of the moving, but I was moving.
Bobbing your head up and down, etc.
Yeah, sort of counter rhythmically to the bus.
Yeah.
And I could just sort of sense as time went on and as we moved further south that this man was thinking, this woman is too beautiful for me or anyone.
Right, okay.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And when did he get off the bus? Did he...
He got off the bus maybe 10 minutes into the journey.
So he didn't even finish the date?
Well, it was 45 minutes for me, 10 minutes for him.
Mm.
Okay. In and out, really.
In terms of sort of the reverberation of those 10 minutes.
Mm.
You know, they stayed with me for a further 35 minutes.
And on the date, did he say, sorry, why don't you stop moving?
No.
He didn't mention it?
Not at all.
Mm,
interesting. You know, he sort of clapped along.
I did.
He clapped?
Yes.
Oh. Did you?
Yes.
Was that hard to talk whilst he was clapping and you were moving? We can try it now, I suppose. Let's see how we can get a conversation going. So, you start. I'll be your date. You start moving.
Okay, well, you know, there's the rhythm. You know, and I'm sort of moving around.
So, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm freelance, actually. Yeah. Yes.
See, I am finding it distracting.
Yeah. Lovely bit of dance work, though.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would have lasted on that date.
We only lasted 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I did a snake dance once for my boyfriend in nipple tassels. Went very badly.
What do you say, a snake dance?
Sort of...
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. Burnt myself.
Burnt yourself on what?
Well, the electric heater. It was very cold. Yeah, it was awful, really.
And how did you meet your boyfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can't actually remember. I think it was a...
Because I'm obviously finding it very hard to meet people.
I think it was a forecourt. Mm. Now,
a
forecourt.
A food court.
A forecourt.
Forecourt.
What's a forecourt?
A garage.
A car park, but a bit fancier.
Okay.
Forecourt, foreplay. Straight to. Okay. First gear.
Four on demand.
Yeah.
Four.
Five. Six.
Four. Oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah. I think Ricky does like to go down. Rather than up. I've noticed that a lot about you.
Thank you.
It's almost as if when you're on that bus and the bus is moving forward, is it psychologically, are you moving backwards almost as a sort of anti-aging technique?
Yes.
To keep your youth, keep your beauty.
I think that's what it is. I think...
Thank you.
I think if I'm constantly moving...
Backwards.
In any way, really, maybe I can sort of shift... the Earth's orbit in some kind of way, and change time. The course
so
of time.
Are you worried about becoming a child again?
No,
like
I'm
my
not.
My colleague, Dr. Benjamin Button.
Not worried. You know him.
I knew him when he was about 35.
Sure.
He got to 15, and it was just uncomfortable.
You can't hang around with them all the time.
We tried, but it was difficult.
Yeah. Different. I mean,
you couldn't get on
the
theme park rides anymore, and that was sort of the end of it. Really,
we
used to love theme
parks.
That was our connection. Yeah.
Sure, Dr. Benjamin Jones, when isn't he at Chessington World of Adventures?
Oh, right now.
Thank you.
Well, actually.
News just in: you don't have to use aspirin.
How does Claudia Schiffer do it?
Ooh. How does Claudia Schiffer do?
Because she is a beauty model.
But she's not as beautiful as me.
Okay.
Ah, Dr. Benjamin Jones, do you want to talk about disillusionment? Getting the wrong end of the stick.
Getting the wrong end of the stick.
Why would we be talking about that?
Why would we talk about that, Claire?
Why would we? Claire doesn't care. Oh, middle name doesn't. Not give two hoots, new me.
doesn't seem like you give two hoots about my problem right now, Claire.
Yes, I do.
Calm yourself down, Claire, okay? Let's not make any assumptions.
Mm.
How long have you been lonely for?
I would say 27 years.
Get a dog?
Forever.
Deep down, yes.
Get a dog or a budgie regard?
Well, you can't marry a dog.
Have you ever had a dog before?
No. I suppose in a way I'm worried that the dog will be intimidated by my beauty as everyone else is.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it was Gandhi that said, seek not to change the world around you, but do invest in a pet.
Mm. Right.
Yep, he said that.
Okay. Mm. And was that sort of specific to...
you.
Right.
I just channeled that from Gandhi.
And he knew you was going to, you know...
pop up today.
At some point you'd be born and...
Mm. I'd come on this show.
And... yeah, and you'd get that advice.
Yes.
So,
well, thank you, Gandhi.
Yeah, how do you sort of... How do you respond to that? Think it's helpful advice?
I think it's unhelpful advice. Mm. Mm. Sure. Yeah. I don't want to be rude. I just...
No, I'm sensing that. I'm sensing that from your energy.
Sometimes useless.
People aren't, no, listen, sometimes that people aren't ready to... You can open the book and you can point them to the chapter, but you can't get them to drink the water.
Sure.
Okay.
And why is that?
Because they're not ready to hear true sense.
Yes.
They're living in cloud cuckoo land.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can say that anymore. But
no.
Oh.
Or you're in Spain, where, of course, the water, you shouldn't drink the water. Don't drink the water in Spain or Greece.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise you will get food poisoning, like when you had that scone. Scone?
Either.
Scone.
Neither. Either.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jingle smells, bum holes everywhere. Now, we've been talking for a few minutes now. Mm. Are you ready to acknowledge the smell?
I'm open to, you know, to you guys letting me know about the smell. I have to say I haven't noticed it.
Okay.
But I'm open to criticisms.
Okay. But you're still unaware of the smell.
I can't smell a thing.
I've covered up with some patchouli.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe that's why.
What can you smell at the minute, Ricky? Like, if you sniff now, have a little sniff. Okay, and now describe the smell.
Honey.
Okay.
Sort of black bags.
Black bags? Okay, yes. That's interesting.
Bin bags.
And what's in the black bags?
Nothing. Just fresh black bags.
Fresh black bags, yeah. Okay. Anything else there?
Plastic straws.
Okay.
Very bad for the environment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The plastic straws, are they in the...
Not in the bags, no. And coat hangers.
Coat hangers, yeah. Okay.
Still very fresh.
Still very fresh. I'm going to say the black bags and the plastic straws are coming from you. Okay.
Right.
There are some coat hangers at the side. I'm not going to hold you responsible for that.
Okay, yeah. Well, my pockets are full of black bags and plastic straws, so that could be...
Oh, that would make sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are you going after this, then?
After this, I'm going just back to my home.
Oh.
Just a couple of hours on Tinder and
yeah,
and then off to bed.
Oh, well, busy day.
Yes.
So does everyone match with you on Tinder because of your...
Yes.
Because they see your profile picture?
Yes, every single person matches with me on Tinder.
Wow. What a life.
I swipe right and it's a match every time.
Okay.
Yes.
Busy. Very busy girl.
Very busy girl, yes. No need for Tinder Plus.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's where you can trick people into swiping right on you by using a different picture.
Really?
Yes.
So do you think there's a lot of people on Tinder using your picture?
Yes. It's sort of a legal catfishing service.
Yeah.
Where you pay $3.99 a month.
Yeah.
You can use anyone's pictures. And then once they have matched with you, it does reveal to them the real pictures.
Right.
By that point, you've got the match and they can't unmatch.
So they get you with the personality and then you go, actually, I don't look like that anymore. Mm. This is what I really look like. I'm not more beautiful than Claudia Schiffer.
Mm. How does Claudia Schiffer do it?
How does she do it?
Well, how does she do it? She's a beauty model.
She's not intimidatingly beautiful, though.
No.
Unlike me.
Oh, she's accessible.
She's accessible. She's relatable.
Here's an idea. Why don't you agree to meet all these people on Tinder?
Mm.
Maybe using a slightly less attractive photo
or
photo of someone else.
Sure.
And then invite them all onto it. Hire out a bus. Hire out a whole bus.
Mm.
Invite them all onto the bus. Mm-hmm. So just you and, let's say, 60 men.
Yes.
They see what you really look like.
Okay. And they all sort of faint in shock, you know.
Well, okay. But imagine 60 people clapping along.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be a party.
Me dancing along.
That'd be a party I'd like to see. Another idea from Claire Cares. Hello, it's Claire Cares on the radio today, or podcast as we like to call it, because we're very modern here. Modern. Yeah. Okay, Claire Cares with an idea coming up. Get ready, sit back and enjoy Claire Cares.
Okay.
Why don't you try to make yourself look less attractive? Okay, so
sure.
I've got a painting upstairs
okay. That
I've done myself. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, actually, forget the painting analogy, because that is actually beautiful.
Mm.
Forget the painting. You are an attractive, I'd go as far to say attractive.
Beautiful.
Could you put a plaster on yourself? Could you not brush your hair?
Sure. Yeah. The thing is, actually, is that I put in absolutely no effort every day of the week.
But could you put in minus effort? So I'm thinking, get someone to punch you in the face. Yeah.
I've tried that, right. And it only worked to do the opposite. I became really? More beautiful.
Wow, that is surprising.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you tried dressing in, your low-end budget supermarket clothes?
Yeah, and I people see me in these clothes and they think this is high fashion because of the way the clothes hang.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
It's a real problem. And to be honest, I didn't expect you guys to be able to fix it because I've lived, 27 years.
Well, we won't both be able to fix it.
You know what will fix it? Fix it.
Well, I don't want you to fix it.
Please. What will fix it is the ravages of time.
Sure.
When you're, because we live in a world where older women are not appreciated.
Yes.
So you come back to us at 67. Mm. I don't even want to have fixed it. Oh, grandfather time.
Well, yeah, the
you
thing
don't get
is,
married at 67, do you?
No, absolutely not. No.
But will you?
I did actually one of those
lifelong marriage, wouldn't you?
One of those photo booth app mm-hmm. sort of things mm-hmm. where it ages you up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctors and I asked him to do one of them for me. And
good doctor.
A very good doctor. And the thing came up, Ricky aged 68 and the doctor himself, he fainted.
Yeah.
Because I was even more beautiful.
Wow. So are men fainting all the time around you, or is it just at the point where they go to sort of engage in romance?
It's when they get close.
It's when they... Right, okay. It's when they get close to you physically.
It's when they get close to me physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's worth pointing out that we always do this podcast in glass containers, so we don't get too close to the smell. And that would explain why...
Too close to...
The smell.
Right.
That would explain why I've not fainted yet.
So this smell that you sort of keep referring to...
Mm-hmm. The bin bags?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of confused. I'm not sure if you are sort of relating the smell to
the lack of success, the lack of success with romance.
Okay. So so what Claire is suggesting here, and it is just a suggestion,
and I've just channeled this. So
you just channeled it just now. Another little idea
that
your smell isn't coming from being so beautiful. It's actually coming from, how did you phrase it, Claire?
Your goddamn bottom.
So I haven't noticed this smell. No one has ever brought this up to me before. I've never had anyone.
Well, Dr. Benjamin Jones doesn't know when he's acting like a pig. Does it take away from the fact he's acting like a pig? Absolutely not.
Right.
Oink oink.
No. Okay. Yes. No. I see what you're saying. It's just that I don't have a smell or a scent.
Right. What? I'll go back to the Claudia Schiffer.
Right.
Allow
right,
me.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, how is Claudia Schiffer doing it? Kate Moss. All of these people have had relationships.
All these people that you're naming, Bridget, you know, Bardot, these
George
Brigitte's,
Clooney,
these Georges, these Kates, these are sort of 8s out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorderman. 9 out of 10.
She's got brains and beauty.
She's got brains and beauty, but what I'm saying is
men are only interested.
And what I don't think we're sort of getting to here is that I am horrendously beautiful.
Right.
Mm.
And nobody that I've ever met has ever been able to take that.
Has anyone told you this? Or where are you gathering?
They say,
where are you
garnering? They say it with their eyes.
Where are you garnering the information from?
You know, they don't need to say it. You know, they don't need to say, you know, oh, hello, Ricky. You're so... I don't need to hear that. Mm. I know that. I look in the mirror every day and I see it.
Ricky, what's your second name?
Gervais.
Okay.
And why is that funny?
Right.
Well, there's a popular comedian also called Ricky Gervais.
I've never heard of her.
The doctor will see you now.
What I'd like to do now is just ask you to look in my, look inside my fingers.
Okay.
That's a little seed. I'm just going to pop it up your bottom. I'm just going to plant a little seed there.
Okay.
Now, this is something for you to think about. Mm-hmm. I want you to take it in slowly. Is there a world that exists where men are walking towards you because they find you attractive or they just need some information?
Or they are
and
on
then
the same bus.
As they get really, really close,
look into my eyes,
they faint because of the smell.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave the seed there and see if it can blossom later on.
Claire Kerr's still here broadcasting for you.
Sorry, I've just been guided to ask you. Do you have any money? No, just a Claire Kerr's little joke there. I like to joke and tease.
Thank you.
I have been guided to ask you, do you have a little sister?
Yes, I do. I do have a little sister.
Ah,
she's 3 years old.
Thank you, Ganga. It's my spirit guide.
3 years of age?
Yes.
And what's your relationship like with her?
Fraught.
Mm.
Yes. She is, I'm... obviously a 10 out of 10 stunner, and she's a munter.
Right. A munter, right. Mm. So do people not describe her as cute? What's
No. She has been called every word under the sun.
Really?
Yep.
By who?
Me.
Just you?
Yes.
Okay, and what sort of names are you calling her?
Bitch.
Right.
Slit.
Punk.
And are you doing this in front of her?
No. I'm sort of doing this, waking up in the middle of the night, screaming out to the darkness.
Right.
And
what other words are you using?
Creep.
Creep, right. Does she creep around?
No, just...
Does it make you feel better when you sort of...
Yeah, getting this out is really helping, yeah.
Rattle slut.
Rattle slut.
Yeah. Think of a toy she might have and then add a slander on the end.
Yes. Pram cunt.
Thank you, Claire.
Right.
Quite strong.
Cot.
Cot.
Cot baby.
No.
Okay. Cot. That would work if she was an adult.
Yeah.
When she's 25, you can say, cot baby.
I will. I think, a slander.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Something to look forward to, I suppose.
Yes.
It's got to be something like cot prick tease.
Mm. Right. Freak.
Freak.
A snaky little...
Snake in the grass.
A snake in the grass.
A no-gooder.
You're a no-gooder.
Good for nothing.
Good for nothing.
Son of a bitch.
You're a bitch of a son.
Yeah, I think you've been influenced by Ricky, and I think you're getting it very wrong now as well.
Yeah, sorry.
What we're doing is we're thinking of a something that a baby will own, and then we're putting a slander on.
Okay, so...
One more go.
Family bitch.
That's not bad, actually. Family bitch.
Okay, can I do one?
Yeah.
A bib bastard. A little bibby bastard.
Okay.
A little milk bib bastard. Mm. Wee little milk bib bastard.
And if we can just take, as it is, I think it's quite funny, just sort of take a few seconds now, any listeners at home, if you just want to think of something that you want to call Ricky's 3-year-old child.
Sister.
3-year-old sister, sorry. Just do that now. Be influenced by rattle slut or cock bitch.
Or bitch. Just a bitch.
Give them a few seconds. Great, maybe tweet in some of the best ones to us.
Lovely. A lovely game from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank you.
Here, presenting on the radio with Claire Kerr's.
Is this a jingle?
When you were talking about the little rattle slut, I did notice the seed starting to grow in your arsehole.
Yes.
A couple of leaves appeared.
Sprouting.
Yeah. And is it fair to say there's a connection between your three-year-old sister and you moving constantly to try and regain your youth?
Right.
Is the smell from your arsehole coming from the jealousy of your three-year-old sister?
I don't think it's just an age thing either. It could be the fact that she's your parents' favourite. That's what I'm channeled to.
That is true.
That's what I'm channeled to tell you.
All the boys like her.
Well, all the boys like me, until they faint, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that this child has got a lot of potential, looking like she could be a prodigy, etc., etc.
Well, she's looking terrible.
Mm.
In what sense?
Her face.
It's very cute.
Ugly.
Cute.
No. Ugly baby.
Cute baby.
Very ugly.
All babies are God's
children. She's jealous of me.
She's jealous of you.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's just another added strain on my life.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, you look sad.
Not so. There's a sadness in me because I feel like we have maybe come to the end of the road with Ricky.
Yeah.
I think we've hit the nail on the arsehole here.
And the problem really is just a classic case of your personality.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Right.
And if Ricky's not even going to acknowledge the smell, then how can she acknowledge the problem?
Yes.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yeah. Lovely. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Benjamin.
Claire?
Who's Claire?
Claire Kerr. You know me as Mrs. Kerr.
Yes.
Ms. Kerr.
I forget she's here sometimes too.
What did you say? What did you just say, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Nothing. I just said thank you for the breakfast you provided this morning.
Oh, it's a lovely turnout, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
You, me and Ricky, turnout.
Why did you put out so many chairs? Sort of 40 chairs there.
Well, you know, just sort of provide a sense of community.
Sure, yeah, we wanted to feel like a bus.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, and I appreciate that.
I'm actually going to lift up my glass container now because I'm getting a bit hot in here. I'm just going to lift that up.
Hello.
Oh, he's fainted. Right? Oh, he's out.
Dr. Benjamin.
He's starting to turn. Dr. Benjamin Jones, wake up. We need to give her some advice.
Dr. Benjamin, are you all right?
Oh, sorry. What happened?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure what happened there, but I think you got quite hot and then you fainted for whatever reason.
Yeah, I lifted up the glass container.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just fainted straight away.
Yeah, very, very odd. Anyway, I'll give you a hug and I'll be on my way.
No, that's okay. Anyway, just keep your distance.
I'll give you a hug.
Thank you. Thank you, Ricky.
And it's been good to see
And he's gone.
So I'll give you my advice and then we'll just call it a day. And it really is just a case of a flannel wash.
Right.
And stick a digit up there when you when you have a flannel wash.
Stick a digit up where?
Sounds like secretary.
Batty crease.
Okay. Yeah. And do pop a finger and just circle it round and clean it all out. It's just a case of ring, ring, ringer.
Well, I'll certainly try it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely anorak.
Thank you. And nothing else.
And it's goodbye from Claire Cares, and I know that if Dr. Benjamin Jones was alive, he'd want to say goodbye to you too.
Oink, oink.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.